You are listening to the Pencil and Paper Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to Super Mega Crash Beyond. I was going to start this show with a voice and I totally forgot. It's okay, but I am your host, Stephen White, and with me is my co-host, Lacey Findley.
Well, happy Monday.
Should I treat everyone to the voice that I was thinking of or just save it?
Oh, please, yeah. I'm sure they would have appreciated it either way.
Well, because I've been studying a voice whose voice I'm very fascinated with, and I'm sure there are people that do it, but, Werner Herzog just has this very unique voice, and I heard him on a podcast not that long ago. So now I am wanting to talk like Werner Herzog and tell you about the podcast, because we are here talking about the holidays, and it is great when you celebrate with your family, unless you are in Auschwitz. Back in Nazi Germany. Okay.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's probably not as a rip-roaring good time. No.
Nope. Okay. No. Sorry. I just, because Germany, and I'm that's not saying he's a Nazi, but
yeah,
just saying.
Oh, well, interesting. I had to look him up because I was like, you know me and names. I can never remember people's faces and names or anything. It's like, I think I've seen this guy before. Werner.
Werner. Or he says you can just say Werner. It's fine.
Yeah,
you know, Werner,
us Americans
Werner.
Are going to butcher it anyway.
Yeah.
We got to say all the syllables. Werner!
It does not matter what you call me, because the name is right there in front of your face, with the W's and the A's and the R's.
He actually doesn't have an A. Aha. Werner.
I do not know my known name.
Either way.
It is Werner. Not Warner. Seeing Warner. Warner Brothers in my head.
There you go.
But he's not a Warner Brother. He's a Werner, not a Warner.
He's a Werner. Werner.
He's
like, love us Americans. Like what? That's what all the letters sound like put together.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez. I'm sorry. I just had to get that voice out of my head because he's been sitting in there like a float.
Was he on like a show here recently or something or an interview?
Conan.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, it was just the oddest thing, too, because I saw his name and I was like, Werner Herzog on Conan? This should be interesting.
Yeah. Like, why? All right. Well.
But he's an interesting man, you know? I mean, just for some of the stuff that he's done. I can't say that I've seen all of his movies, but the guy he works with or had previously collaborated with before his death, Klaus Kinski, that man is a... how do I say this? He's something. he is something. Like you look at a picture of him, you're like, he looks crazy. And then you hear stories. I'm like, oh, he is.
So he is crazy. So, okay. Was not deceiving in this case.
Nope,
got it.
Nope. He definitely looks at it. Anyway, we're not talking about Werner Herzog. And we are talking about the Christmas. That is what we are talking, but we are talking about something specific within the Christmas, the food, the munchies.
The munchies, the snackies.
That is what the children call them. Anyway.
What, munchies? The munchies?
Yes. I guess. I don't know.
I don't know.
So, yeah, you wanted to talk about, as we mentioned, I guess I want to clarify real quick before we get started. We said we're just going to take this entire month of December and we're going to talk about something Christmassy. Now, I understand there are other holidays. We've gone through this whole jazz. We're not purists. It's like, you got to say Merry Christmas. Because I saw that argument, something on the
Daily
Show.
Are we still having it? Still?
Apparently so. Like, the war on Christmas.
Aren't we tired?
I feel
like we've reached a day and age where people just don't get tired of being angry. And I'm like, don't you get tired of being mad and angry at some point? Like, you would think there's a limit. But no, I guess not. We just keep it on going. I'm just like, get over it already, guys. Like, it's been long enough.
Yeah. No, I saw they were doing a Daily Show news piece. Clipper and Desi were out on the town in New York and talking about the war on Christmas. And there are still people, you got to say Merry Christmas. I only in this holiday, happy holidays crap. And it's like, but go fuck yourself, dude. Right, I mean, who cares?
I honestly just don't care. If you wished me a happy Hanukkah, I'd be like, cool. Thank you for wishing me, you know, all of those days in a row to be nice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like, I'm not Jewish.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that. You know, it's just like, guys, come on. Just come on. Nobody cares that much. And if you care that much, like, reflect a little bit. Like, why? Mm-hmm. Why does it matter?
And yeah, really? Especially if, because I feel like it comes down to where people are like, well, I get offended when someone says Merry Christmas to me. Like, that seems to be where this is spawning from. Not that someone says Happy Holidays. Well, I guess people do get mad if you say
Happy Holidays. Well, yeah, because then you're pissing off the Christmas people.
Yeah. It's just, who cares? Who cares?
I don't know. That's why I'm just like, Merry Christmas. And if you don't celebrate, happy 25th of December and move on with my day. Like, if I have to do all of that, and Happy Holidays really is just easier.
Yeah.
I guess I never cared enough where I'm just like, fine, you want a happy holiday? Happy holiday it is. Like, I don't give a shit. I don't like any of them. I'm just drug along, guys.
You know, like at work, I know Merry Christmas is what I'm going to say, because if there is a person in that building that does not celebrate Christmas and actually celebrate something like Hanukkah, or Hanukkah's the only one I know of. I know there are others.
Kwanzaa, I believe, was for this time of year now, too. Or December. Well, it is December.
But even that, I feel like people get wishy-washy about Kwanzaa. Like, it got brought up, and it's like, now is it a joke? And people are like, well, like, they don't want to admit that they celebrate it.
But it's a real holiday now.
Yeah, but if you
just do. Just because you're older than it doesn't mean it's real.
If you celebrate it, good, you know. Good. Celebrate what you want. I don't care. Like, even as we sit here and talk about that we celebrate Christmas, I don't feel like we celebrate it like it's meant to be celebrated.
I'm very commercial.
Yeah,
we are pagan. I'm just like, we go visit family, right? We give each other gifts and eat food, and then we go home. Like, I don't go to mass on Christmas or anything. Well, I'm not Catholic anyway, but we don't go to, like, any religious thing or once or twice a year. You know, like some people do. They go on Christmas, they go on Easter, and that's it. Yeah. That's the only two times a year they go to church, you know? So literally it's just a here's some gifts, hang out with people and eat holiday in my mind, honestly. And that's as deep as it gets.
Sure, yeah. And I'm not one of the, like, I'm sure at some point there used to be some of that, because, you know, I did grow up in that household where you've got your beliefs and I had to go to church every Sunday, which, you know, at some point.
And Wednesday night. Is that just the fundamentalists?
Oh, God, no. We didn't.
Had to go twice on Sunday and once on Wednesday.
I have heard of those. I have heard of going on Wednesday. Yeah,
The only good thing was I got out of school at 1:30 p.m. on Wednesdays, because the school was like, well, you're going to be going to church tonight, so we'll let you out early so you can get your homework and stuff done before church. We didn't go to church, so I just scored a half day at school, you know. Sometimes mom would take us, but we weren't Wednesday people. But well, I did get out of school early on Wednesdays because the expectation was we would be going to church that night.
And you just walk by the window. Kids are just like, mad at you watching home.
Exactly. Driving by. Suckers.
Get some church, nerds.
Right. You need God.
But yeah. without going down that rabbit hole, the point was, if we say Christmas, it's just an overall general thing that we're talking about.
It's just people recognize that name for that holiday. Done.
Yes. So don't be offended. Yeah.
I hope yours is great too, or whatever you don't do. Just have fun with whatever you want to do.
We are not excluding anyone. In fact, I feel like if there are, for today's topic, very specifically, if there are things that we don't know about that would be traditional for this topic, I would love to know about it for a different holiday that's not Christmas. But anyway, you wanted to discuss Christmas snacks.
Yeah.
Now, give me, are we just doing broad? Is there something specific?
It'll probably end up very broad, like we always do. But it always seemed like, for me anyway, there was always some staples that always seemed to happen around Christmas time. And it may not necessarily always be snacks, but I feel like snacks there's always plenty around these kind of holidays, right? People love to cook. They love sweets. They love all of this. You leave Santa cookies. You know, there's just like always a bunch of food hanging out. So I was kind of curious, things that we probably remember growing up as a kid, maybe how they've changed over the years, or why the hell did we eat that in the first place?
Yeah.
Like, it was gross. Why was it always around? You know, first, for instance, our household, we always had rum balls, which was funny because mom did not like to drink at all, didn't like alcohol in any way, shape, or form. So my sister would bring them over and we would eat them. She wouldn't. But powdered sugar in rum, I mean, delicious.
Yeah.
In my opinion. we always had gingerbread. So either in a house or just a cookie man, you know. Always had eggnog. And are you fan of eggnog?
I didn't used to be, but I've kind of grown on it. But I also, if you're asking me with or without alcohol, definitely with alcohol. I guess I could drink it, but at the same time, I don't actively go out of my way for it because, again, it's dairy and me and dairy don't get along.
Sure. So. It's just so thick to me that it just, something about it stops at my throat. Where it's just like, is this liquid? Is this chewable? What's going on? You know, like it's like drinking heavy cream.
Sure. Yeah.
So the flavor is fine, I guess, but I can't. Now, it's just too much. I don't know.
For an alternative, boiled custard was always the one I would go to as a kid. And then as I grew up. Not that I don't still like it. I mean, I'll have some, but again, it goes back to the whole dairy and I don't get along. It's like, I want it. I look at it and I'm like, oh, I remember the taste of that. It's so good. And then I just know what I'm going to have to endure.
Yeah. And I remember how many days of misery I had. Yeah.
And I'm just like, do I want this? Do I really, 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 really want it? Mm-hmm. So
can you take like a lactate or something ahead of time for stuff you really badly want?
Yeah. Like I've had some, like I've got some in the bathroom that I have on hand, so I could.
Yeah.
So I guess I still just don't, I don't know. I've got it in my head so bad.
Well, I mean, if you've been sick over it for so long, sometimes those feelings can take precedence over other things. You know, it's just like, I can't do it again. I just always associate, you know, bowling over in the middle of the night. with eggnog, and that's fair, you know. And then we always had thumbprint cookies, which it's like the ones with the jam in the middle where you literally like would push your thumb to make a divot and put the jam in. So those always seemed to be a staple. And then she always loved to order like the tins of like the caramel corn and cheddar corn. Yeah, I don't know. Anything sounded like stuff you used to do as growing up? I don't know, because this could be interesting, because like Midwest, South.
Yeah.
Like, will there be any differences? We did not do fruitcake. I know that's always kind of a big deal for some people around, I think it was always Christmas, right? That fruitcake would start rearing its ugly head. Yeah. We always did spice cake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's delicious. Yeah.
So, well, as far as certain snacks, there were always those that I knew of, and then the ones that I guess would kind of come across my way. So, like you said, some of the things that you mentioned are staples, like boiled custard for starters. That was one thing that was I looked forward to when Christmas started. Going back as far as a kid, as far as I can remember, when that shit came out. Oh, mom, please, 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 please.
I've not heard of that. I'm going to have to look into this. I was thinking maybe your mom sat there and made it. But
she did 1 year.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember.
Was it good? We don't know.
I mean, it wasn't bad. But it's not what Purity did, you know? And that was always the worst part about it, too, is they would always come in those little half-gallon cartons or quart cartons. I don't know. The big tall paper ones. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And so you'd fill up a glass, and it's probably meant to be taken in small doses, not in a large glass, but you'd just be like, that's not enough. But you'd fill up this glass, and it's like, well, you're probably not supposed to drink this much right now.
Yeah.
But,
it's probably for sipping or something, like after dinner. I don't know.
But I would always get it. It never seemed like there was enough, but that's because I'm an idiot. Just a kid who loved to eat and all that. And so one thing that I always remembered as far as a staple that I wanted, and at some point, I don't like them anymore. And I don't know, I think we've mentioned this before, like the recipes of things have changed, or the flavors of things, like cereal. Cereal doesn't taste the same anymore.
Yeah.
Not you know, all. It's all disappointing.
Everything's cheaper tasting these days. Like, you can tell quality has waned over the last 30, 40, 50 years. You know, you used to get quality and people would pride themselves on it. Now we want to make sure you're buying it every 5 to 6 years so we can't make it too good. You know,
yeah.
Mom had a water heater for 50 years. God damn it. It worked just fine. You know, and now, you know, 10. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Christmas cookies, very specific type of Christmas cookies. I wish I could think of the brand, but they would come in these bags and they would be shaped like Christmas trees, ornaments, wreaths, what have you, but then they would have red sprinkles and green sprinkles.
Oh,
and they were just like the shortbread cookies or whatever, but with the sprinkles on it. And I loved those cookies so much as a kid, because it was almost like, I don't know why it's so simple, but it was like a treat. You know, you pull out one cookie and it's like, oh, I got a green one. And you pull out another one, it's like, oh, I got a red one. And it's just like, oh, I can get... Yeah. The taste of them were just so good at the time. And at some point along the way, I just didn't like them anymore, because I don't know if I just got a different brand, or like I said, taste the ingredients changed.
Or that.
Because they just don't taste good anymore. Like, I remember just loving these cookies, and now meh, you know, doesn't.
Yeah.
But outside of those two things, I know there are other things that came about, but I can't think of any specific treats that would be Christmassy in my home, or at least as a kid. Yeah. Now, over time, sure, things have kind of changed, but
built your own traditions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, for example, one thing that always comes about around this time of year is sausage balls. Okay? Absolutely love sausage balls. And I've perfected my recipe, and it's a twofer. And I'll give it away for free for everybody. Don't complicate it, because I've seen people complicate it, and it's not complicated. Mm-hmm. It's a one for one for one. 1 pound of sausage, 1 cup of cheese, and then 1 cup of flour. Boom. That's it.
That's it?
Yep. And then if you're going to double it up, double it up. 2, 2, 2, 3, 3, 3, whatever you need. It's very simple. You bake it for 350, 20, 30 minutes, boom, done. Now, I don't necessarily say this is a Christmas treat, but I've associated it with Thanksgiving, Christmas, that time of year. Like, oh, it's time. Kind of like chili when things get cold, you know, you whip out the chili. So with that, yeah, sausage balls. That's what I'm aiming for. It's just like, when the cold hits and it's Thanksgiving, Christmas, oh, sausage ball time.
Yeah.
And that's also one of those things that I have to do on my own. I don't want to buy, because they've got processed sausage balls now at the store now. And as soon as I saw them, I thought, oh, cool, that's neat. There's actually sausage balls you could buy.
Yeah.
They're just not as good. Like, I'll get them every now and again if I'm just kind of in a quick mood for them, but they're just not... They're just not the same.
And it doesn't sound like it's that hard to make anyway. What, just patience, you know, for them to bake? And what, how hard is it really to roll them into little balls with some cheese and, you know.
Make them as big or as small as you want. Doesn't matter. Yeah. And then everything works in unison. I've seen people put eggs in them. I've seen people put milk
in them. Isn't that kind of like a meatloaf then, when you start putting egg in it because you have the flour?
Again, I've seen people overcomplicate this recipe. It's not
well. Maybe they like the flavor. I don't know.
Yeah, I've even gone so far as to make variations. Like, one year we did three variations. We did classic, we did Italian, and we did Mexican. So you take certain ingredients and you just, you know, change it. So instead of regular sausage, you Italian sausage, mozzarella cheese, and some Italian breadcrumbs. You know, kind of really seep all that in. It's the same thing. Same with the Mexican sausage balls. You get chorizo. You get a little bit of a, well, we just got like the Mexican shredded cheese, but they say, well, it's seasoned and all that. So, but stupid. Sure. But
yeah,
maybe throw in a little taco seasoning, whatever, kind of give it a different flair.
A bit of a kick.
Yeah. I just think it's kind
of
fun.
That one sounds good. Chorizo one. I like spicy, though.
Yeah.
I love it.
And that's usually how I do my sausage balls. I'll do like 1 pound of mild, 1 pound of hot. And then that way you kind of have, it's not super hot, but you kind of get that kick in there. Mm-hmm. So that's the way I prefer it. That's just me.
That sounds delicious. Yeah.
Some people just ain't a fan, but I'll have to make them for you sometime because I think they're good.
I like to eat.
I take pride in my sausage balls. But
to try your sausage balls.
But yeah, like I said, there aren't really that many snacks I can think of. As a kid, there would always be the run of, hey, we got new Christmas themed, you know, snacks or whatever at the stores.
Sure. Little Debbie always does trees and
everything.
Yeah,
the Christmas trees.
Yeah. I'm sure there's more. Why is she the only one I'm thinking of off the top of my head?
I think hers are the most prominent because, all the boxes you'll see and you'll be like, hey, it's Christmas theme. It's the same thing, you know, but it's Christmas.
Right. Now it's shaped like a tree and not a square, you know? Yeah. Or an octagon, actually, weren't they always like a...
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Or whatever. God, I haven't... How many sides there are, I don't remember.
I genuinely have not had one of those in so long.
It's been a really long time.
I think I've mentioned before that there's a dairy shop that sells ice cream down the road. It's like a little local mom and pop shop, and they have all sorts of flavors of ice cream. Now, this is not the time for ice cream, at least in my opinion.
Yeah.
But they made this flavor that I'm kind of intrigued by. Like, I kind of want to go get some just because I'm curious. Uh-huh. But I'm like, it's cold, and I don't want to eat cold. But
sure.
They took Little Debbie snack cakes, the little Christmas tree ones, and then blended that into an ice cream. So it's
cake ice cream, kind of.
Something like that, yeah.
Because I feel like those were just little cakes with frosting in the middle and then the hardened chocolate to go over the top. And I feel like those changed a little bit. Now, it's been so long since I've had them, but I feel like that was one of the things that I remembered. And again, this could just be through our child brain, too, like not knowing different. But I felt like they tasted delicious then. And then as I got older, I felt like something a little chalky going on with the first layer of chocolate there, or the only layer, I guess, or whatever we're calling it, frosting, chocolate, whatever's, I guess I don't know. Is it white chocolate or is it just frosting, hardened? I don't know. I guess I never looked that hard into it. I just know that cake, frosting, cake, and then I'll, you know, that's all around it. But yeah, somewhere along the line, just like, or maybe it's just like, it's too much. Again, like one of those things, like after you've had one or two, it's like you're just, it stops. Your body's like, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want anymore.
Take a look at I'm sure we've talked about it before, where our tastes have changed over time. Maybe that's what's happened, because I know there are things that I eat now I used to avoid. Almonds, as a child it was like, I would just did not want to touch an almond. I thought they were the grossest thing, along with all other nuts other than peanuts. That was a whole thing. I don't even want to get into it because my parents remind me of it all the time. It's like, remember that time you used to hate peanuts, but, you know, you used to eat peanut butter and we were trying to convince. It's like, I was a kid.
Right.
Okay.
That had sugar and was creepy. That's all I knew. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Peanuts were not the same in my child brain. Even though I get what you're saying, I just.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to understand this for 30 years. Okay. Mom and dad, just like.
I'm sorry.
time.
But yeah, one day. I got it in my head. I was like, you know what? I want some almonds, you know? And I just...
Interesting. Out of the blue, huh? Nobody was like, here, try again. All right.
I don't know what it was. So I went to the store and Blue Diamond, not a sponsor, but oh my God, they make the best.
That's good.
So many flavors.
Yeah.
And some, I realized this too about almonds. I don't want them sweet because I got one time there was some honey roasted and I thought, okay, well, I haven't tried that. Let me try it. So I got a little can of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, nope, I don't want this. I want the salt and vinegar smokehouse. The smokehouse are probably my all-time favorite. Just have a smoky flavor to it.
I don't do smoky. I don't like smoky flavors.
Okay.
I don't, like even people are like, we're going to smoke that. I'm like, I don't want it then. Like, I don't like, it tastes like smoke and that I can't, I don't know. I just don't care for it.
If you do it right. But I get what you're saying. Yeah. I mean, there's a certain quality to it. You can overdo it. And I'm not a fan of overdoing it or making it like, you know.
Or people who overdo the liquid smoke, especially, because like that's where it's like, oof, just do it for realsies or not at all.
Like I love there kind of being a hint of it. You know, there's just something about it kind of gives it this earthy feel, taste. But as long as you don't go overboard, it's fine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Blue Diamond Almonds, not a sponsor, but if you want to be, I will.
We'll take it.
Sing your praises all day because I love them.
Yes. No, I agree. They're good. They're expensive, but nuts have always been expensive. So in relation to like other snacks, now they're just kind of like, oh my God, want $15 for that bag? Jesus Christ.
You get a full bag and it'll last you forever because all I do is anytime I'm in a mood for them, you just light a little cup. Pop it in a bowl, and I'm good.
Yeah, you know, at least it's a healthier snack, I guess, out of all the ones that we could choose to sit there and eat. But I do like almonds. I do.
Like all of our snacks we're talking about today.
Right? Yes.
So let me ask you this, because I feel like this does not fit in the category of a Christmas snack, but pies do kind of come up. I feel like, very much like sausage balls, pumpkin pie kind of wavers somewhere in between, but I don't feel like I would classify that within the Christmas snacks, you know?
Yeah, no. I don't think we ever did the pie, a pumpkin pie on Christmas. The pecan pie reared its head again, but mom loved pecans, so that made sense. You know, she always wanted the pecan pie. But I feel like it was like more meringues, like lemon meringue or chocolate meringue, or those might have been the only two that I saw people make around the house, you know, because my brother-in-law always liked meringues. And so she always would try to have like a pie for everyone, even if there was like six of us. So it was always too much pie.
Yeah.
It was always more than we needed. And apple pie, though, I feel like every once in a while would make its way around. Did you ever do American cheese on it?
I never have, but I've heard people talk about this.
We did it. And you know what? It's not that bad. I know traditionally cheddar cheese is what people, you know would use. We always just put like an American Kraft single on it. I know. It's not real cheese. Just get over it. But it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. Now, I prefer it without, you know, if I were to have my options. But if you handed me a piece of apple pie with cheese on it, all right. It sounds weird, but it's actually not that bad.
Think about it. I mean, you whipped cream.
True.
You got your dairy. I know completely structurally different, but also kind of in the same ballpark. So,
yeah.
It makes
you should
sense.
Try it next time one's ever around. Just be like, you got any cheddar cheese or an American Kraft single? Yeah. I can't remember the last time I bought any American Kraft single cheeses. Like, it's been, I don't even know if I have personally since I moved out of the house, you know. So 20 years maybe? I don't know. But yeah, we would have that. And I feel like those were mostly the desserts. And then, of course, a plethora of cookies that would just seem to always chocolate chip cookies. And then sometimes those Hershey ones too, kind of like the thumbprint cookies, but you put a whole Hershey Kisses on it, you know. Might have been it. And cornbread, I feel like, was always around, too. Cornbread for breakfast. But she was the bizarro one who liked to eat it with buttermilk.
Yeah, I never did that. I know my grandfather used to have this habit of, like, sticking an entire biscuit into his cup of coffee and then just eating it out of it. And I'm like,
I wonder if it's, like, that time frame. People who were brought up in that time frame. Because I always kind of thought, you know, she was born in, you know, Mississippi. In the 30s, you know, they didn't have any money. Like, they worked on a farm. You know what I mean? Like, they were definitely hand-to-mouth, you know?
Sure.
So, I just, like, maybe it was a cheap dinner that people always made. And then, as you got older, you acquired the taste. Because there's no way in hell you could convince me, like, not. And it wasn't even sweet cornbread. It would just be regular cornbread and buttermilk was a delicious snack. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
She just poured it in a cup, put that thing in there, and with a spoon. And I'm like, I don't get it. I tried it one day, and my whole face, I think, sucked into itself. I was like, what are you doing?
Well, like you said, I think there's that Depression era type food consumption that they did, where they probably ate you know, whatever they could get their hands mm-hmm. on to make a decent snack or something like that. Yeah. So, yeah, that probably has a lot to do with it. Just developed a taste for it and was like, yep, yeah, this takes me back.
You couldn't convince me on that one. Now, once we started making sweet cornbreads and stuff, I honestly just didn't think I liked cornbread for the longest time because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I started getting like sweet cornbread and stuff, I was like, now this one I like sans the buttermilk. Because it's just soured milk, I feel like. Why are we doing this to ourselves? Like, straight?
No, God, no.
Come on, man. It's basically straight when you're shoving in cornbread. Let's be real.
Yeah. I cook with it. That's about as far as I go. And I hardly ever have any in the house. It's like you have to think about it. It's like, am I going to use this for biscuits or something of that nature? And it's like, yes, okay.
And you know what? You can kind of sub milk and lemon juice and kind of get the same kind of flavor profile. So like the very few things that I've ever cooked that would call for it, I'm not going to go buy it because like you, what else am I going to use it on? And there's mm-hmm. two of us. So I would just end up throwing it away. So I'll just do that and shake it up till it kind of gets a little, you know, thicker and then fine.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a decent substitute anyway. So there you go. Pro tip for those who are like, I don't want to buy buttermilk. Just try that. It won't be exactly the same, but it'll be good enough that like you're not going to miss it.
Sure.
Unless you're a purist, in which case, you know, go get your buttermilk then, I guess.
So I heard you mention a snack earlier, and I feel like this is one I really missed out on, were gingerbread. Gingerbread houses, gingerbread cookies. Like, I used to see that stuff in movies all the time. And I was like, I just curious, you know. I wonder mm-hmm. what that tastes like. I wonder what that would be like having all these snacks. No one ever made gingerbread cookies around in my family. Not a one.
Yeah. We did, but she, bless her heart, she wasn't an amazing cook. So, like, a lot of the times those cookies would be hard as a rock. So, I don't think I really enjoyed gingerbread either. Again, there was a lot of things I found out as I got older that, like, oh, cooked this way actually wasn't bad. I also thought I hated asparagus most of my life too, until I found out it was just way overcooked when I had it at home and it was mushy and caused a gag reflex, and I'm like, ah, and I never wanted to eat asparagus again until someone made it for me grilled, and I'm like, oh, with a little snap to it, this ain't too bad, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, same with the gingerbread. They were always like a rock, and then none of us were great at decorating, but we tried. And you'd get a kit sometimes too and have the spicy jelly beans. What is it? The red hot ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like for the buttons. And, you know, you would try with the little outline or whatever for their pants and stuff like that. But it usually just ended up being a frosted gingerbread man with no face or anything because we couldn't be arsed to decorate it. You know. But she did. We would do it every year. And the making of the houses, I think, was the only thing like I actually thought was fun. I didn't want to eat it afterwards or anything. I just thought it would be kind of fun to sit there and make the house.
Mm-hmm.
Wish we would have had pictures of them because some of them were hilarious. They weren't.
Yeah.
They weren't amazing. We couldn't get them to stand up very well. You know, I think it was just impatience.
Sure.
Let it get hard enough or something, you know, and I'm just like, put the tree up, you know, and here we are.
Yeah. I always wanted to have those little snacks that were, well, like I said, the gingerbread cookies, you know, mm-hmm. like your little gingerbread man. I never had one. I've always wanted to have one.
Still and to this day?
I've never had a I know what gingerbread cookies taste like, mm-hmm. but I want a genuine gingerbread man cookie that I can just bite its head off. And mm-hmm. just be like, that's a tasty treat.
Yes.
You know, but yeah. I probably, I don't want to say I never will, but it just, the years, it's been 40 years.
I bet you, Clive, you would find it fun. You should go get some gingerbread, get the little cookie cutouts, and buy some little frosting things. You can get like the little tips and bags or whatever at the grocery store for pretty cheap, usually in the same aisle as the frosting. And you guys might have a lot of fun just sitting there trying to decorate little men together and then maybe start a new tradition. I don't know. Yeah. Cookies come second at that point, like the flavor. It's really just the fun of putting them together and stuff that I remember enjoying.
Now, that is one thing that we did do last year is we... Like, I had a craving, you know. It was just like, all right, you know what? It's that time of year. I want some Christmas snacks. So last year, around the time of Christmas, we set out to make like a bunch of Christmas goodies. And what did we consume? A lot of sugar that year.
Oh, for that, yeah.
So I feel like there were three items, but I can't remember what the third thing was. But I know for a fact I had a craving for peanut butter balls and Oreo balls. But with the Oreo balls, there was a very specific adjustment that I wanted. Uh-huh. Because another thing that I have grown to enjoy around this time, not that I can't enjoy it throughout the year, but I feel like it becomes that, like sausage balls or something like that. You associate it with that time of year. That's when you want it. Turkey, same way. You know, I save it for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, I don't want a whole turkey any other time of the year. I'll have a turkey sandwich, but that's different. It's sliced. It has a different texture and taste, mm-hmm. whatever. But a whole turkey cooked, Thanksgiving. That's when I want it. That's the only time. It is. Period. But peppermint. Don't know why I've suddenly got this association of peppermint with this time. Again,
you know what, though?
Common.
It is fairly common because I think candy canes are peppermint too, right? Mm-hmm. You know, so I think peppermint is pretty. Yeah. I didn't even think of that. Maybe we didn't do a whole lot of that growing up. I know we had the candy canes, but that was probably full stop where it ended.
Yeah.
You know,
same. Yeah. It was just like you'd get those candy canes on Christmas or whatever. Mm-hmm. And
I prefer the other ones, actually. Was it Skittles? I don't know. Maybe just use Skittles because of the colors. You know, mm-hmm. it tasted like a candy, not a mint.
Right, you know? Right.
Those were my favorite.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, now I kind of want peppermint stuff. Not on everything. Like I know I spotted, again, this doesn't translate properly being cold. And then people mm-hmm. are looking at ice cream, but there was like peppermint ice cream. And it's like, it sounds good, but...
Sounds like it'd be super cold. Like super cold. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, I wanted Oreo balls with peppermint. So mm-hmm. we mix in, like we crush the peppermints or whatever. So it kind of has this Oreo, peppermint Oreo type flavor. So it's in there and then even kind of dust the outside. Because if you've never made this stuff before, not you, but just people in general, you have to get that, the baking chocolate, I guess, where you melt it down and then you can dip stuff in it and then it solidifies, that kind of thing. So mm-hmm. you essentially make up the balls, powdered sugar, peanut butter, Oreos, whatever mm-hmm. you're cooking it with, making it with, whatever. Form that up, make it cold, then you melt the chocolate, dip them in there, get a nice coating around them, put them back in the fridge, let them solidify, and then boom, you got an awesome snack. So we had like this big casserole dish filled with these balls. So throughout, you know, the entire week we had, it would just be like, I'm going to grab a few of these, and then I'm going, and then we're good. So, I mean, we consumed, luckily there were enough, and obviously we didn't like just, can't chow down on like a big amount of that stuff. You got to do that shit in spurts.
Especially with the peppermint. I can only do so much of that in a sitting too. Mm. But yeah, they sound rich.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, they were. So you grab a handful and you're like, okay, that'll last me for right now. And then maybe I'll want some a little later, or maybe tomorrow, whatever. It mm-hmm. doesn't matter. We've got them for days and it's delicious. So I thought, because you brought these up, and uh-huh. I thought, you know, rum balls would be a nice addition. So,
ooh, I bet you could.
I think I'm gonna figure out to like ooh, figure out how I want to do schnapps
instead of the crushed candy. Although mm-hmm. you might like the texture for the crushed candy, I don't know. To give it more of a crunch.
I would have preferred just really the flavor kind of be prevalent, because we tried to cut or crush down the peppermints really, really fine. Not to a powder per se, but just where they did not have big, big chunks. Like if it was like teeny tiny,
crunching through it, yeah.
There were a few pieces that got through and it was just like, I don't want to. I just want the essence of peppermint to be just like all throughout it, so you really get the taste, not just one chunk mm-hmm. right in the middle. And it's like, aw.
Sure.
The peppermint I get.
That's something to think about. Maybe I'll try that. I don't know. Because schnapps, I feel like, is another one that I always see around the holidays. Mm-hmm. You know, I always liked, I think it was butterscotch schnapps with hot chocolate. Mwah. That was always a fun one that I would have in the winter. And that was something I actually learned at one of the bars I used to bartend at, because those are on the holidays. And there were a bunch of the old guys just sitting around talking about all these things. They're like, well, you got it here, right? And I was like, I don't know if we have hot chocolate. And sure enough, we had like a packet. And oh, my God. So when it got cold out or whatever, yes, we drank at work. Bartenders drank at work. Okay, that's what we did.
I might have
it rang the
that.
Register. It made us more money. Yes.
Hmm.
But yeah, butterscotch schnapps and hot chocolate. And if you want, you know, whipped cream or whatever on top, you go big. You know, I don't care for whipped cream as much. If I can get to it right away, it's great. But once it starts to melt, I don't know. I feel like there's like a film. Maybe I need to make it from scratch.
Yeah.
And it would be different. But that's one I recognize.
I've done the peppermint schnapps and hot chocolate. Mm-hmm. Going back to the peppermint obsession. See, but yeah, that's good.
I don't care for peppermint as much. I can take it in small doses and around the holidays, sure, fine. I've always been a spearmint fan. Yeah, I never cared for the peppermint. Maybe it was just like too much through my nasal cavities and everything. But again, one or two, I'm good. But I can't eat a whole lot of it. So me in hot form just didn't sound appealing to me.
Which I understand. Yeah, you know? I can understand that.
Yeah. So spearmint would not go with that as well. It could, but it's not as good. Yeah. So I've never tried it. I don't even know if there is a spearmint schnapps, if I'm honest. There probably is by now, but I've never actively searched for it.
Spearmint. Yeah, I don't know.
Schnapps. That sounds weird, but let's see.
I mean, I've seen mint and peppermint.
Oh. All right. De Kuyper schnapps spearmint.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I've heard that. That
I knew De Kuyper. Yeah, they do a lot of schnapps and everything. Spearmint. Interesting. Okay, I stand corrected. I don't know how long it's been around. 30% alcohol per volume.
That's all right. Not bad for a buzz, I guess.
Yeah. Like getting drunk off of like stuff that's this sweet. Oof.
Yeah.
I just feel like you feel so much worse the next day. I think that's why wine is always one of the worst hangovers, because of like all the extra sugars and stuff that's in there.
Mm.
I like wine, but it hates me for like a day or two. And it could be like two glasses is all I'll have. And then I feel gross for 24 hours. And I'm like, God damn it. I used to enjoy this. I know. Like, I was only like once a year I would really treat myself, and it would always be on our anniversary. I wanted a couple of glasses of wine and then port for my after dinner drink. That's what we did it this last year. I swear to God. I was just like, why do I feel like I'm starting to get a migraine?
Yeah.
It's like, and I had so much food, Steven. It should have not even made a difference. You know what I mean? I'm eating a big ass steak and potatoes and the bread and the dessert. You know, like I should have been fine.
Mm.
I guess I'm just not allowed anymore. And it sucks.
Yeah. No, I get it. I had, because I got a big bottle of wine for everyone. Apparently, I didn't pick the right one, you know, because I just, you know, I was trying to find. Because I don't know what people want.
Yeah, there's so many varieties.
You got some people in my family that want something super sweet. You got others that were like, well, I want it dry. And it's like, well, I don't know. So I was just looking. And then I saw this big bottle of Barefoot Merlot. And I was like, done. I don't give a shit. And I brought it. And of course,
nobody wanted Merlot.
Half the group was just like, oh God, it's just it's so dry. And I'm like, what?
I didn't know we were all sommeliers sitting around here. I'm sorry. $3 Chuck is just fine. No.
Yeah. I liked it. I took the rest of the bottle home and I was like, well, y'all ain't going to drink this.
Yeah, screw you. I'll take my screw top and leave. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the second night, I think I probably had way too much because, I thought it was good. It's not super sweet.
If it's going down smooth, that's the problem. Because sometimes you get a good glass, like, on our anniversary, I was just like, I had one went down way too quick. And I was like, oof, we're going to have to wait for steak to get the second one if it's already tasting that good, you know?
Mm.
But some days it just hits right.
That's right. It did on Friday.
Yep. But sweeter wines, not so much. Now, unless you want like an after dinner wine or something, you could get like an iced wine or... which is super sweet, by the way. Ice wines are so sweet. So if somebody wants that, but I'm just telling you now, you want to do it like in a little port glass or something. You don't want a full glass of that. Or maybe you do. I don't know. But Prosecco always seemed to be a good fan favorite for people like an in-between that like sweeter wines. Yeah, there's a little carbonation to it, a little bubbly, but then you'll feel fancy.
Yeah.
And it's nice and sweet.
My dad has his go-to wine, and no one seems to know what it is, but I've known about it since I was a kid. because he used to drink the shit all the time, and he used to complain that he couldn't find it anymore. And now there's a liquor store down the road that actually sells it. It's called Cold Duck. You ever heard of Cold Duck?
I have not.
Exactly.
I don't think so. Is it the little four packs?
No, it comes like in a genuine bottle. It's only from this brand called Andre. I think that's the brand.
Andre Champagne.
Yeah, Andre. Cold.
I got to prove I'm 21 to enter. Hold on, guys.
Shit is, it's like you said, the $3 chuck type stuff. It's not very expensive, but boy, oh boy, he loves it.
Oh, so it is a sweet sparkling. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, a red wine. You don't see a lot of sweet red sparklings, but every once in a while, I bet it would be okay.
It's good. I mean,
I don't know if you'd want a whole lot of it again, but.
No. But yeah, I got a bottle one time, like he was talking about. I was like, let me go try this drink that my dad's just always going on and on and on about. And I was like, it's a quick, good, cheap option, you know, and it works. So I should have gotten some of that for Thanksgiving. I didn't think about it. And that way that everyone else could have had that. And then those who didn't want the dry,
drier
which
one.
It really wasn't that dry. Okay. It was not that dry.
Yeah. Like, did you instantly like shrivel in on yourself when you had a sip? Probably not.
Not me.
I feel like whites get way more. Like, there was one, gosh, I wish I could remember the name of it that we used to serve at the last place that I worked at. I mean, it was bone dry. Like, we would even sell it to people as being bone dry, this white. And I tell you, I drank and I'm like, was that a liquid? Like, I don't even, like, I feel like it just sucked everything out. I'm like, okay, for those of you who enjoy this, you do you, but I can't do that dry.
Yeah.
There's got to be a nice in the between somewhere where I don't feel like I need a gallon of water after every sip, you know?
Sure, yeah, you've gone way too far.
People who can do that, hats off to you, you know, but yeah, it's not mine. But I would always try all the wines because, of course, you know, we were supposed to sell it. But anyway, I know we're deviating now from the Christmassy snacks, but, you know, what do you expect when you come to here? Did you ever do puppy chow?
No.
What is that? And you might have called it something different, too, because I feel like this is a staple I've seen around, but everyone's called it different. It's pretty much, it was like Chex Mix, pretzels, pieces of chocolate, tossed in powdered sugar, confectioner sugar, whatever you want to call it. And then you could plus or minus, you know, whatever you wanted. But I always felt like the Chex Mix had like chocolate in the middle. And then you would just toss that. And that was always something really easy to make that you could just kind of sit out at gatherings for people to just kind of grab as they went. I don't know. We called it puppy chow.
Well, my mom did a variation, but it was not a sweet variation. She went, like, it was always the basic Worcestershire sauce, Chex Mix.
Like the savory.
Very savory Chex Mix. I do remember that, but that's what she would just call it, Chex Mix.
Oh, so okay.
Bake it up in the, you know, oven, toss it in a bowl. And it's like, there you go.
There you go.
So, but I guess I didn't really think about it all that much because it would be a here and there thing. And I liked it. But you would also, being a kid, depending on what she'd have in there, you'd pick around certain things.
Sure.
And you'd always get that one Chex that soaked up all the Worcestershire. And you just bite it. Oh, flavor bomb.
You're like, I don't know. Do I chew it, swallow it, spit it out? What do I do right now? You just
power through.
just like that one chip sometimes that you get in the bottom. That's just like a ball of chip. And you're just like, I know if I eat this, it's going to be like inhaling all of the powder straight to the back of my throat. But you do it anyway.
Yep.
And you're hurting for a good 10 minutes.
Sometimes there's no chip inside. It was all just a big clump of dust. And you're like, the sodium levels.
Oh my god.
It's like you're hating it and loving it all at the same time.
It's like, I'm gonna get through it.
So much flavor.
It'll be in my teeth for about two more hours. So we're memories for later. I do that. Why do we do that to ourselves?
Yeah.
I don't know how it's gonna go every time.
Now, I was trying to remember some very specific snacks, and I honestly feel like I'm missing something out of this conversation that should be brought up. But I'm drawing a blank because I'm thinking about, like I mentioned, that sometimes they would have the Christmas theme. This is when, in a time when they were trying to start finding ways to get kids to pester their parents about some special thing. And he's like, hey, go pester your parents. for some reason, this is the one that always sticks in my head, but I was never a big fan of the cereal, but something about their marketing worked on me here. And okay. It was like some Christmas berries, Captain Crunch.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
I think it was at a time when cereals weren't really doing these type of things. Like the gimmicks were not commonplace.
Toys, sure, but...
Yeah. But within cereals, it was like, oh, look, there's a new thing. And I was like, oh my God. And you can only get it at Christmas time? Well, I have to get it. I have to get it or I'm never going to get to try this thing, so I got to go get it.
Right. So then Christmas will never come again, Mom. Yeah. Dad. Yeah.
So okay, please, can we get the Christmas berries? Please. And she's like, okay, fine. And I got them, and I'm like, okay. It just tastes like the other ones, but they're Christmassy. Look at the
Christmas
colors.
One. Oh, I did God. Like the berries, though. Christmas, mm-hmm. Captain Crunch's berries. I haven't had them in forever.
I haven't either.
I think the biggest reason is like, my God, it shreds the top of your mouth.
That's always the talking point.
It's good for about 4 or 5 bites, shreds the ever-loving shit out of your mouth, and then it's soggy. Mm. There's like no really good in between. So you have to eat small bowls or it just gets gross fast. Same with the Crunch Berries, but I liked the flavor of those. But my God, why did we do that to ourselves? It hurts so bad.
I don't know. Why have they never fixed the cereal, knowing very well that kids complain about this very thing all
the
time?
All of us. Yeah. It hurts. It's like a Triscuit. Sharp corners.
But they still do it anyway.
Yeah, we still eat them anyway. I don't know. Well, what about dinners? Like, I know you said no turkey. We always did ham.
Mm-hmm.
Like, always wanted ham. Some people always did, like, prime rib, though, and I was jealous of those people. Were you one of those people?
No, we never did prime rib. I feel like a lot of ours, I think we kind of lean more toward ham, too. We'd do, like, ham, green beans, mashed potatoes. You know,
the French fried onions on top of the green beans, the casserole.
Well, you'd think so. By the way, I love my daughter.
You don't eat them all first before they go on the casserole. Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to call her out. I'm not trying to embarrass her. And I hope she's not listening to this going, God, Dad, don't say this.
Damn
but
it.
No, this happened during our Thanksgiving dinner. She was making green bean casserole. It was like one of the last things to go in the oven. And I think the macaroni and cheese that I brought was in the oven as well. And I was like, well, should we go ahead and get that out? And we can set it aside and we can let your green bean casserole sit. And at some point, I think there was something else we were trying to get out of the oven. I can't remember what it was, but she opened it up and then I got a whiff of the onions from the green bean casserole, smelling like they were going a little back into the brown, you know, like they were getting super crispy.
Yeah,
Cajun
like we were there. Yeah.
Yeah, like I could smell it happening and I was like, is this done? And she's like, nah, it needs a few more. And I was like, are you sure? And she's like, yeah, it'll be fine. I was like, okay, you know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I go outside, 5-10 minutes later, they're like, there's smoke. And it's like, oh, they burnt the green bean casserole. I was like, what did I say? What did I say?
Yeah.
So, anyway,
well,
love
Dad,
her to death.
You don't know anything.
I love her to death. She did fantastic with everything else.
I'm sure it was great. I mean, you always have to have one of those stories, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's a rite of passage. When you host, there's always this. I mean, if I've ever hosted, I'm sure I'd have one of those stories as well. But nobody comes to me, you know. Just when you don't have kids, nobody thinks you rank. And so you've always got to be the one to move. Just so you know. And I know this is across the board. Fine. It's fair. Whatever. But I'm a really good cook, so you all are missing out. That's all I'm going to say. I could host, and you would think it's delicious, and it would be great, and I would actually prefer to do that. But whatever. I make my own bread. I don't get you brown and serve rolls. I make it from scratch, assholes. Come to me. Anyway, I know that's not going to work, yelling at them and calling them assholes. Probably not.
Well, that's like the usual family fare.
You know? Yeah, exactly. But yes. That I feel like we always had that with the onions on top, you know, but we always wanted to eat that. And always like a sweet potato
pie.
I don't know if it was like a casserole, but it was like where they melt the marshmallows on top.
Yeah. See, my mom did that this year for Thanksgiving and she didn't do the marshmallows, though.
No. Ah, so, see, that's all my sister and I wanted. And we'd eat those off the top and we'd get slapped, you know.
I thought that was the whole point. Like,
right.
You put the marshmallows on
the
top. Yeah. That's how you entice the children. It's like, look, marshmallows.
Mm-hmm. And then the older you get, the sweet potato actually is really good also. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel like that's not one I've seen in a while. Maybe she always made it. And then now that I don't have my own family to go to, like the one I married into, maybe never did it. I don't know. But
could be.
They make stuffing with oyster sauce. And I'm like, why though?
What?
Yeah, I learned that the hard way the first year I went over there. I'm like, what is that? You don't want to be rude, right? So you're just kind of leave it on the table. And then I was told that there was like oysters in it. I'm like, oh my God, that's why. So they made two stuffings and I just picked the wrong one, apparently. So now every year they tell me which one's which because everyone remembers me just leaving it on the plate. Like, I can't. I'm going to throw up. I can't do it. You know? But I don't want to be mean because I've only been around like a year or two, you know?
But they can't expect you just to like it. I mean, you like what
nobody
you like.
Nobody was upset or angry, but in my head, I'm like, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Thank you. It was all very good, you know. Always tell me, like, they're the family that's like, you better tell us if you like it or not, or we'll make it again.
Mm-hmm.
So that is kind of a rule the Hubs and I have had. I was like, that's a very smart thing that I never really thought of growing up, because if we didn't like it, we had to eat it anyway. Yeah. Mom made it, damn it, and you were going to eat it, right? Like, you were not getting up from the table unless you ate it. And then come to a family was like, don't tell us if you like it. If you don't, it could happen again. So the Hubs and I finally had that rule, too. I'm like, if I make something you don't like, better say something, because I could make it again, and you're going to have to suffer through it, because I have no idea, you know? So,
yeah.
Honesty. Who would have thought? Yeah.
I mean, hey, at least they gave you that option. There are some people who don't want to hear that criticism or don't listen in general when you tell them, I don't like it. Like, I'll use the sweet potato casserole. This is a conversation I had with my daughters. My mom brought it over, and I guess no one really ate a lot of it. I know my wife did, but there was so much left over, and my mother left it at my daughter's house. And she's like, I don't know why she left it. I don't like it. I asked her to make it for you, talking to my wife. I said, but I do not like it. But now she thinks I like it because I asked for it.
And I was you should have been specific. Your mom really likes it, or your whoever it is that you'd be talking about. My wife really loves it. Could you bring it? You know, that way you're making sure to call out who wants it. I don't know. Send it with them then when she's not looking. Be like, the person who loves it, here you go. Take it home with you.
Which she should have done in the first place. I don't know how it got left at her house. I think
probably
that should have been
like
a conversation.
Taking it home.
Yeah. But a conversation should have been had right then and there. It's like, hey, this is going to go bad if we leave it here. Will you just take it home, please?
Please.
It's like, oh, yeah, sure.
Because that's always the thing with Thanksgivings and stuff like that, right? When you come visit, they send you home with a lot of stuff. Or at least I know we always did. Because you always made too much food. And even now, as it sits, I've got too much sitting in there that I made for two of us. But, like, we'll eat it. We didn't have anyone to send it home with. But every time we did, maybe it was just us. Maybe they knew we were always the poor people and always sent us home with all of the food. But, yeah, I'd have, like, food for a week that we'd bring back between all of the stuff that they would be shoving in Ziploc bags and putting in our boxes of gifts as we were leaving, you know.
I got one.
Okay.
Something that popped in my head because I was... Again, trying to pull some memories here. And this may not be ubiquitous for everybody, but it feels like it is for at least me and my surrounding family. And I don't know why. It doesn't seem like it is a very Christmassy dish or snack, but I always seem like we consume this around the holidays, mostly.
Okay.
So you mentioned popcorn, you know, the cheddar plain caramel, whatnot. Great, by the way. I remember picking around those. I think I prefer the cheddar more than I do the caramel now, but see, I remember as a kid, the caramel would always be the like
first one gone. Yeah. Well, it was always like the tin that had the tri thing in it. Separator or whatever, so you'd have all of them in the same big tin.
That's what you're supposed to do.
So I was taking it out.
Mix them.
I don't want cheddar on my caramel. Leave me alone. Yeah.
But they have bags of it now. Have you not seen those? Cheddar and caramel popcorn?
Well, if you like
food?
It, go for it. Yeah, I don't want it on mine. I just want my caramel corn, sometimes with a peanut on it. I don't know. Are those more butterscotch? I'm ruining your story. You remembered these popcorn things.
Well, no, it wasn't really necessarily the popcorn thing, but I did remember that. And then as I was thinking about that, that reminded me of another one. Mm-hmm. And that is summer sausage, cheese, and Ritz crackers.
Oh, yeah. Now,
again, don't know why it feels like it's a a dish that I associate with this time of year, but it is. It always has been one of those things, like around this time, I get a craving, and it has to go back to childhood, something in childhood where it just turns on in my brain. It's like, hey, it's about that time. You want some summer sausage? You want some cheese? You want some crackers? It's like, yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
And you go out and you buy this little platter, this make your own little charcuterie board, if you will.
I was just going to say, a charcuterie.
Yeah, and just have at it, you know, get some solid sausage, get plenty of Ritz.
You know what? I feel like that's true, because it was like the one time I can remember them getting actual, like, block cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know some people would make those cheese balls that would have, like, the nuts on it or whatever. Those are pretty good. See, now that's what I remember. Now, mom didn't make it or anything, but I remember going to other people's houses that had it where they would have that and then the crackers and the veggies or whatever the hell you wanted all the way around on the bowl. And you would just, you know, grab that cheese with the knife on there and slap it on whatever was on the board that you wanted to eat it on. And sausages was one of those things.
Mm-hmm. See, as you mentioned that, cheese balls, that was another thing, another staple of my mom. A lot of this is just coming back to me as we're talking about it. Like,
right?
It's clicking. But she does something different that I noticed, because you mentioned the cheese with the nuts. Now, that's actually one thing. If you go down to our local grocery, they have in the deli, the cheese balls got surrounded with almonds, different flavors, whatever. They're amazing. Yeah. Rich, but amazing. Mm-hmm. She never did almonds. She wrapped hers in paprika. So it was this big red cheese ball.
Okay.
But it was good.
I feel like that's going to hit just... Like a lot of paprika can be a lot.
Well, it looks like a lot. I mean, it's a big ball and just kind of surrounded and covered in it. But I guess it doesn't really, it's not as pungent as you might think. Like you'd think it would hit hard, but it doesn't.
So it's good though?
Oh yeah, it's really good. Like it's one of those things that she does every year that I don't think about. And then when I see it, I'm like, oh yeah, cheese ball.
See, I feel like we always just slap that on some deviled eggs and call it a day. Like a little paprika to top it off. Because that's another thing we would always make every year was deviled eggs. And it's the only time I want them.
Yeah, Katrina was a little upset at herself because she bought like a whole bunch of eggs. And then we were making dinner the other night and she's like, damn it, eggs, deviled eggs. I want. And she's like, do I have time? No, I don't have time.
those take a little bit of time.
Well, I told her, I said, well, it's not like it's exclusive to today. I said, if you want them tomorrow, go just make them tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And eggs are expensive. But those are the only time of year that I would want them was that. And then some people get all fancy, you know, with the outside of just like mayonnaise and they try to put like, you know, pepper or something like that. And I'm like, no, I'm a purist. I just want my mayonnaise, the yolk. You know, salt, pepper, whatever the hell else you put it in. Put it right back in that white and I'm happy. Maybe if you want to do a little paprika on it, then fine. But, you know.
I love eggs, but I've always had a hard time with deviled eggs. I genuinely think there's something about it that doesn't connect with my brain. Because
it's the texture, huh?
Everything about it. I love, there's not an ingredient one in deviled eggs that I do not enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
But I just do not like deviled eggs.
That's fair. You know?
You know what I mean?
It might be a texture thing. When it's like something so smushy, sometimes like that can do it for me too. Where it's just like...
Yeah. And there are even times that, you know, I've had that argument with my kids so many times. They tell me all the time. They hate beans. Any kind of bean. Doesn't matter what kind of bean. Doesn't matter... just regular beans like pinto baked. They won't eat them because of the texture. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I can't wrap my head around it. I was like, it's so good. And they're like, nope, it's terrible. I don't like the texture of the beans. I'm like, all right, well, whatever. And so I've never thought about it being the texture, but it could be. I feel like the taste, something about that too, just off.
And I think if we had more equal proportions too, because people do love to just stuff it like super high with all of this, you know, and maybe that's like after you get done adding the mayo and all this kind of stuff, obviously you're going to have more than what you started with, right?
Because
you're adding to. But I feel like if we would have gone a little less on the topping too, it wouldn't feel so overwhelming. I don't know, because it's either like you're eating egg white or filling.
Yeah.
Unless you can eat the whole thing in one bite, which I cannot do. I have to at least make it two bites.
I normally see a lot of people just, oh, you know, that's it. And good for you. I've tried and I've tried my wife's, and I still feel like I've just got it in my head that something's off and I'm not a fan.
Well, fair enough, man. Not everybody can like all the things.
I've had boiled eggs and other recipes before. It doesn't bother me, so I don't know. Maybe it's a combination of things. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? Weird. Maybe you just don't like those things together, you know? Separately, perhaps, good. Yeah. Yeah, the mixture of those things don't go together. And you know what? You like what you like. Mm-hmm. I don't know why our taste buds do what they do.
Yeah.
Or why some people are more, you know, adventurous. And like, I'm not very adventurous. I have to know what it was. And then, yes, I'm picky depending on what it is. I know. Mm-hmm. I don't have any like real morals to it. It's like beef, good. Fish, no. Mm. Kill a chicken, fine. Don't give me a squid, you know? And they both are probably just fine. And I don't see why really in the end what the difference is. But in my head, that seems gross.
Mm-hmm. But I get fascinated with that. I've done that before. Like if I see squid or eel or something on a recipe or on like a menu, I'm just like, I kind of want to try it just out of curiosity.
That's the texture thing I can't do because it's chewy. And I have tried because I've worked for people that have like made me try it. I honestly couldn't swallow it. Like my whole body went, nope. I lost the ability to figure out how to swallow food. Like it just sat there and I just had to excuse myself, go to the bathroom and spit it out. Cause I'm like, it's just going to sit here. I don't know how I can't control that the swallowing function anymore, but it's not working. And so he's like, all right, then maybe, yeah, you don't like it. I'm like, I tried, man. But like this chewy, rubbery, like how do you, you know,
you try. And that's all you can ask. Least
and never again. Never again. I'll still try certain fish because I'm always hopeful I'm going to find one that I do like because I know they are healthier. Mm-hmm. And I just haven't found one that I can get on board with, man. Like even fish sticks, you would think, because you're just ketchup and bread at that point. But nope, it's the fishiness that I can't do.
Now, there was a fish, like me personally, I'm a salmon guy. Mm-hmm. Like if you find a right cut of salmon.
My hubs love salmon too.
And it's got to be just done perfectly, like to even like if I buy it and cook it at home. I actually found a method, and I wish I could remember it right off the top of my head because I've only done it once, but it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Is I set it in like a marinade for a decent amount of time and got all that fishy flavor, that because I know that's a big deal.
Salmon's
Katrina
very fishy,
hates that just fishy taste.
Mm-hmm.
So got rid of all that and gave it a nice flavoring. So she did this one with some mahi-mahi one time, put it in some sort of, I wish I could remember the marinade, but oh my God, it was just like, you sold me on this. I want more of this because this is amazing.
Nice.
But yeah, there's a few I like, but
yeah, I keep Sam trying. Every once in a while, I'm always hopeful that I'll find one that I like. And they say, supposedly, you know, your taste buds can change every so many years or whatever. But now I'm just like to the point where I'm like, I'm over it. If you order something at a restaurant, every once in a while, I'll be like, fine, I'll give it a try or something like that. But no. Crab Rangoon's about the closest, but let's be real. It's all cream cheese.
Yeah.
And that's probably why I can handle it, you know. Because it's like, can you taste the crab? A little. But I guess it's not enough. I just want my cream cheese and fried dough.
If you don't like it, I don't see the problem. I mean, like you said, sometimes something is just not for everybody.
It's just not. No. But yeah, I don't know. Looking through my little snack list here, I think we kind of talked about them all. Although I know we used to do like cinnamon rolls would be the breakfast too.
Oh, yeah.
We never made them from scratch like I do now, but you know what? Those Pillsbury ones, though, ain't half bad.
You know, they're really good.
Big boys and go in there, and yeah, that's a lovely way to just wake up, man. When you're smelling cinnamon rolls, it's really good. Yeah, that was probably the last thing I could think of that we would end up like making. There was no lunch.
Yeah, no, it was just snack all day.
Yeah, and then dinner. I feel like was at a reasonable time. I know Thanksgiving, for some reason, we've always started early. And I'm guessing it's just so people can be at their respective homes at a decent time, you know.
Right.
You know, 5 o'clock, I felt like, was when we would do dinner for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, move on with our lives. I don't know. Since we got past the whole opening gifts super early in the morning, you know. Now, when we go visit his family and stuff like that, like, they still will, you know. But at least none of us are like to the point where we're like getting up early and all this kind of stuff. Although if his sister comes down with her kids. They're kind of, you know, still young enough to get really excited about it. I think one just turned 13 or will turn 13 in January. And the other one's like 11. So they're kind of like it's on the cusp where the oldest one might not care as hard, you know, once you get to the teens. I don't know. Maybe they still do the you know, their kids are built different these days. But so we might be getting to the point where it doesn't have to be like 7 a.m.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I can't really think of any other holiday snacks, even though as we were talking, some would pop up and things that I would forget. But
little Smokies? Did you maybe do little Smokies in a blanket, pigs in a blanket?
Not as a kid, but it is something we've kind of done as I've gotten older. So, but yeah, we've done those.
I maybe even love put it in those, like a
barbecue
man.
Sauce and just let it sit all day. Mm.
I can't walk by it and not take one. Because I put them in the little toothpick and I'm just like always taking them. That one. And then what was the other one? It was like brown sugar bacon. I feel like was one of them. Like they would wrap it in bacon and roll it in brown sugar and bake it. And that was also stupid delicious. So yeah, those little Smokies do it that way too. Ooh, now I really want to make that because like you get that good bacon and the brown sugar, it caramelizes and then has like a nice little crunch to it. Like mwah, chef's kiss. It's so good. It's so simple. Just buy little Smokies, buy some bacon, roll it brown sugar, stick a toothpick in it and hop in the oven, you know, for however long it takes to get hot all the way through. And it's great.
Yeah.
But those I feel like I only really saw around like Christmas, maybe Thanksgiving, but usually like a lot on Christmas because it was an easy thing to set out and people could just snack on as you walk by.
Sure. And then, of course, whatever candy. God damn.
Oh, God.
I'm sure there were so many like candy you get in your stocking as a kid or whatever.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Hershey's Kisses, I think, kind of took the win, I think, as a Christmas because, I mean, that. Same Hershey's commercial has been around since I was a kid. Like they've never bothered to make a new one for 30 years.
The bell one, right?
Yeah. 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 With the one orchestra, you know, being the, what do
ding,
you call
ding,
him?
Ding, ding,
he's
ding,
orchestrating.
Ding,
ding. What do they call that guy?
The conductor.
Conductor. Yeah. Him. Mm-hmm. Shoot to do, you know, with the, you know, at the end, you know. Yes. When I saw it again, like a couple years ago, I'm like, really? And it's the same with Corona. They've not done a new Christmas commercial either. It's always the one with the dude on the island with a palm tree that lights up, you know, with a couple of strands and that's it. And I'm like, wow.
Okay.
We just made one in our lifetime and we're rolling with it, huh?
So I got to ask you, and I don't know if this is local or if this is universal or at least within the country. There... And I gotta know if you can think of any or if you can remember any. Is there a commercial or something on television that you remember seeing? Not a TV show, but maybe something very specific, like the Hershey Kiss commercial that you remember from your childhood that still plays today?
Probably those two. Like
just those two.
That I can think of right now.
Okay.
Because to be fair, I don't see a lot of ads anymore. So there could probably be plenty that I just don't see since I'm always just on streamers. And then I pay the extra $5 to not see the ads. So I don't know how you advertise to me now. YouTube's finally bullied us out of our ad block for now until we figure out a better one. So I'm seeing a couple now, but like... I walk away and protest at that point. Like, I'm still not going to watch your commercial because I'm being petty, you know? Anyway, go ahead.
I don't know why this stuck in my head. And it's not snack related, but I don't know where else to stick this in.
Sure.
Because we were talking about it. Uh-huh. But there is this bit. There was like a little animated thing where it's like two little kids walking through the snow, looking through like windows and stuff like that. And then at the end of... There's no talking or anything like that. I wouldn't say it's poorly animated, but it's not like super detailed animation. It's simple, you know, simple animation. And then at the end, they're essentially outside the town looking up in the sky and there's a little star and it just says Happy Holidays or Merry Christmas or whatever it was at the time.
Probably Merry Christmas at the time.
Yeah, probably. But it was nothing more than that. Like there's just this little animation piece for the network, I guess, to say Merry Christmas. Now,
oh, sure, like a local network, yeah.
I don't know if it's localized to Nashville or if it has been in other markets because, you know, certain companies own multiple television stations within different markets. But it always fascinated me because I saw it post on Facebook one time, but it was a very local post and they were just like, "Oh, the video's back. Look at it." And I was like, is a thing, you know, like it caught me off guard because I remember it as a kid, but other people were like, "Oh my God, it's the thing." And I was like, "Yeah, I remember that. Cool." So,
yeah.
I don't know. I have to, if I can find it anywhere on the internet, I might post a link so everybody can check it out.
I do remember a jingle where it was like, "Happy Holidays from Channel 5.
Old Man Winter's back around. They lit up the Christmas tree downtown. Every day we make a difference. You can see it in St. Louis, looking back upon the years. All the joy, the hope, and tears. Sparkling lights that fill the season. Anticipation, celebration. I hear sleigh bells ring.
Sleigh bells ring.
Neighborhoods
glisten.
And I hear children sing,
children sing,
Christmas songs.
Happy Holidays from Channel 5.
It was Channel 5. Then. Yeah. So I remember that one. So it must have been as I was getting older when we started like saying that, because I can remember that little jingle. Yeah. That's probably the closest I could think of right now to maybe something local that it was. But
okay.
Out of all of the commercials, I don't know. As soon as we end, I'll probably think of three.
The M&M's usually... commercial. M&M's commercial.
That's true.
They've been doing that one a lot here lately where it's like, they do exist or he does
exist. Wasn't there like a Keebler one too that I felt like maybe got started a while ago? I don't know if it's still running though, where it seemed like Santa would always come by, you know, it was right when they were switching to the holiday shaped cookies, I'm sure. But I feel like Keebler always lent itself well as an elf.
Hmm.
Santa.
Why? I can't remember. But why is it that everything needs new marketing, but then they have these commercials that are old that they can recycle and nobody gives a shit?
That's what I was wondering. That's why I say Hershey's is one Christmas. They haven't needed to even bother to make a new commercial.
Yeah.
Like, since TV came into existence, like, I don't know. That commercial probably was running longer than I can remember. I mean, I would imagine. But,
I mean, same with the M&M's. I mean, that one's been going forever.
Like, is it nostalgia, you think?
Could be.
The kids today won't know any difference, except for they'll be like, why does that look so old? You know?
Yeah.
It was shot on Super 8. I don't know. But, or whatever we were making them on then, I would imagine it was probably Super 8 still. Right. Maybe coming close to...
What was the bear and the Coke?
Remember
that used to be another holiday staple.
Yeah, especially like with the polar bears, the Coke that was always like a Christmas thing. Yeah. They might still be running and I just have no idea.
We've deviated, but we're still talking about snacks.
It's still Christmas. Yes, because
And snacks.
It is stuff M&M's. You would consume that they're advertising to us. Mm-hmm. But I am surprised Keebler, I guess, didn't make a bigger splash. I mean, honestly, it just lends itself so well to the whole Santa Claus thing.
I genuinely can't think of any Keebler Christmas snacks.
Exactly. Why?
It's weird.
I feel like they should have taken the mantle on this one.
Yeah. I mean, hell, those Rice Krispie elves, they have their own holiday cereal.
Oh, Snap, Crackle, and Pop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to have to do some investigating because...
I know. Why didn't Keebler take it?
Or are we just not seeing it? But I can't... There would have to be something that we would remember, you know?
What year was Keebler started? Oh, shit. 1853.
Damn.
Philadelphia. Gottfried Keebler of German descent opened a bakery in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in 1853. And his bakery networked with several other local bakeries and others around the country over the years. And in 1927, they merged into the United Biscuit Company of America. So a long time, almost 100 years at being the United Biscuit Company. So then So, like, if Hershey says 1700, that's the only thing the way I can believe this now. What year did Hershey's become?
I feel like
a
company. I've done a research on this.
1894.
So after Keebler.
Yes. What is this tomfoolery we are witnessing right now? Milton Hershey's love for confection started at a young age, it says, and flourished when he established the Hershey Chocolate Company in 1894, and by 1900 sold their very first bar. Something's wrong here. What happened, all right, Keebler?
We're going to get to the bottom of this, but as like of right now...
That's got
to
be a story time from Steven, I think. You guys, yeah. Siblings, let us know in whatever, you know, social media thing you got, or come to our Discord or whatever. We want Steven to give us a Keebler Hershey story time.
I'll definitely work on it and make a
unless you find it stupid thing. Boring, in which case we'll just have to move
no
on.
I actually find a lot of that stuff very fascinating. I mean, I think I mentioned sometime before, there's a channel on YouTube I've been watching called Weird History Food, or Weird Food History, and boy oh boy, the story they did on Colonel Sanders, the things I learned. He was
That's
not
fascinating.
The sweet old man that he was always portrayed to be.
I mean, if you think about it, The Southern Colonel. Yeah, he's been dolled up to be marketable over the years, but nothing about his outfit and the year he came into being leads me to believe good guy.
Yeah. I'm not
unless
saying
you play him as Mario Lopez in a romance.
right. Shit, I forgot about that. I mean, I'm not
maybe
saying...
Maybe it'll come back around. Maybe it'll be Hallmark's new Christmas movie, you know?
Like, I don't want to say he was a terrible human being. Like, absolutely unforgivable human being. But you hear things, you're like, holy shit, I didn't realize. Oh, shit, I didn't. Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, probably most people we look up to, we don't really want to get to know. Mm-hmm. All of us humans are gross in some way.
That's true.
Some to varying degrees, of course, but,
I've got no other snacks to discuss. I can't think of anything else.
I can't think of any others myself. I think we hit all of those ones, you know, and love to hear, of course, how many of these did other people share? And maybe what did you do? I'm more interested, too, regionally, like across the states. Like, it sounds like you and I maybe had kind of the same as far as snacks and stuff kind of go. So there wasn't as much of a variation there as I was thinking. But maybe if we know people like on the East Coast or the West Coast or like deep South, you know, what is it? Or even like further north. I mean, I know I'm Chicago, but there's still a little bit more north above me. And if you get over into like Minnesota and South Dakota, where it's its own little world also, you could have a whole other stuff, eh? You
know? That's right.
Yeah. I want to hear.
Yeah, absolutely want to hear all of these things, because there has to be variation. I still feel like even between us being where we are, there was enough
little
of a variety where you could see a little overlap. Like some things you do that we didn't, so on and so forth. So yeah, on two opposite ends of the coast, love to hear from anybody who can tell us about what their favorite snacks, things of that nature that they had. Super Mega Crash, all platforms, you know where to find us. Send us an email, supermegacrash@gmail.com. It's another great way to get in touch with the show, and you can tell us all about it. You can write us a story, and we'll read it out. And then I don't have to write it.
There you go. Yeah, make our job easy 1 week. Come on, guys.
If you send us an email, you can even ask me to read it out in whatever voice you want me to. If you want me to read it out like Werner Herzog and tell everybody about the snacks that you had consumed as a child. And what they did to you internally.
Or like how you feeling today. Yeah.
Yeah.
how much of those snacks did you keep on? How are you feeling?
You can support the show, patreon.com/pencilpaperproductions. Leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcasting app if you haven't already. And finally, keep up with any and all things, pencilpaperproductions.com/supermegacrash. Links are down below. Join us again next week as we go through our holiday...
extravaganza!
Holiday extravaganza!
Yeah. But I guess maybe we should have more flashy... Da-da-da! Da-da-da! Da-da-da, 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 you know, something da-da-da going on. Yeah.
Join us again next week. But until then, go beyond your limits. But be careful eating candy.
This has been a Pencil and Paper Podcast Network production.